Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. When God sees you, He sees unlimited possibility. He sees unlimited potential. He sees unlimited resources. What God can do in and through you is limitless. Too many times we hinder the miraculous by pulling out a measuring stick on the God who has limitless possibilities and has given us the ability to be limitless in what He has called us to do. If you are truly going to experience God's will for your life, you need to see yourself the way He sees you. Then, as you think in your heart, so you will be. Choose to take the limits off, and you'll see yourself rising higher and higher and living the abundant, limitless life God has prepared for you. In today's message titled, You Are Limitless in Christ, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to stop limiting what God can do in and through your life. Let's join in.
You are limitless in Christ because God wants to flow through you. If God is flowing through you, then you are limitless. God wants you to be fruitful. How can you be limited when God is your source? You must know who you are in Christ. God is limitless. Therefore, we are limitless because His Spirit lives in us. The Bible says you are not your own. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 19. The Bible also says in 1 John 4:4 that, dear children, you are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. So, you know, we live in Him and He in us. He has given us His Spirit. So you cannot be limited. You are limitless. In this world, we are like Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 4:17. We represent Christ. We cannot be limited. We are limitless, my friend. We need to understand exactly what it is God is calling us to do and the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe. That power cannot be compared to any power. It is incomparably great power for His followers like you and me. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, power, dominion, and might, and every name that is named. Not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. You know, if you read Ephesians chapter 1 from verses 18 going, you will see the scripture there. We have great power residing in us. That makes us limitless. That's incredible. It's a resurrection life that we have received from God. And that is not a timid life at all. The Spirit that God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. That's what the Bible says. God Himself has taken up residence in your life. You should no longer live for yourself, but go and do greater things for Him to glorify His holy name. Let God flow through you to do greater things. Believe that you are limitless in Christ. When God lives and breathes in you, and He does as surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life, my friend. With His Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. Therefore, He can flow through you to touch other people. Christ has delivered us to deliver people from this evil world. So how can we be limited? We are limitless. He is God of more than enough, spiritually, materially, physically, emotionally. He is all-sufficient God to deal with every situation that you are facing or may be facing. Believe Him to fulfill His purposes in your life. Jesus came to give us abundant life because He is more than enough. When dealing with God, the sky is the limit. But sadly, we limit God by our small thinking. We limit God by our misunderstanding and lack of faith. We have been taught to just limit ourselves to only what God can do in the physical, natural realm. And we don't go beyond that. My friend, you are limitless in Christ because Christ is limitless. Christ is sufficient. God is all sufficient. Don't limit him to what you can see in the physical. He can flow through you to do greater things for his glory. Let me give you an example in the gospel. The feeding of the 5,000 men described in Mark chapter 6, where thousands of people were coming to hear Jesus. They have been with him all day long. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 6, verse 33, going that by this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." Verse 37. "But Jesus answered, 'You give them something to eat.' They said to him, 'That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?'" That's what the disciples were just asking Jesus Christ when he said you should feed them. So you can read the account in Mark chapter 6 from 35 going. You read it for yourself. His disciples came to him and said, "It's too late. Send them away." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "With what, Jesus?" they asked him. "You are asking us to feed thousands of people, but with what? You have to work for months to earn enough money to be able to feed these people." So verse 37, I repeat that. "And they said to him, 'Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?'" They were very surprised that Jesus was saying they would be able to feed this crowd. When God gave them command, immediately they limited God and limited themselves to what their physical resources were. A penny was a day's wage, so 200 pennies were worth 200 days' wage to feed the multitude. So it was huge in their eyes. They limited God and limited themselves because they only looked at their own resources. What they should have done was to recognize that they had God right there in their presence. God was right there in their presence, and he was sufficient and limitless. And therefore, they were also limitless because God could flow through them to do exceedingly abundantly above their expectation. We are limitless in Christ. He was limitless and he could supply their needs beyond their physical financial ability. God is all sufficient. He is limitless. Don't limit him to what you see in the physical. The disciples have been with Jesus. They knew him 24/7. They have seen him do miracles before. They have seen him do incredible things. He talked with them. He ate with them. They knew his values. They witnessed the amazing things he did. Yet, they needed to learn to put their trust in him. What's God asking you to give? What's God asking you to do? What's God asking you to let go? Know that you are limitless in Christ. Are you frightened to put your trust in Jesus wholeheartedly? I'm just asking you this. They told Jesus the crowd must be hungry. They said, "Let them go and find something to eat." Jesus turned to them and said, "You feed them." This seemed impossible. How can we feed them with nothing? That's what they were thinking. That's what they were asking in their minds. All their responses summed up to the fact that let's get rid of the problem by sending them away. Let's send them away. Let's release them to go and find their own food. One of them said, "The cost is too much. It's too high. We cannot feed them. It's impossible. It would take more than 6 months' wages to feed them. We don't have enough." They kept thinking logically how to overcome the situation. How many of us, whenever we are faced with what seems impossible, try to work it out logically? We try to look at our resources. We try to limit ourselves. The disciples have walked with Jesus and seen miracles, but they were trying to work things out logically. When you put logic into the picture, you push the supernatural out. You push the miracle out. There cannot be any logic where there is supernatural. The problem with many of us is our first thinking is logic, our own resources and our own strength. How do we work this out with this situation? That's what we ask ourselves. These circumstances, there's no way out. How do we work it out? You see, faith and logic cannot work together. The disciples were coming with their logic, but Jesus was saying, "You feed them. You are not limited. I am here with you." But they were really coming with their logic. And so, when that happens, miracles will not happen in your life. God is limitless. God is all-sufficient. If He is asking you to do big things for Him, don't limit Him by looking at your resources. By saying, "God, I don't have enough money," you are limiting Him and limiting yourself by looking at what you have the resources to do. You need to believe that God can provide you with extra. You see, look at the scripture in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, which many believers know. "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." You see, so He put a power that works in us, and He can do more than we expect, greater and far above what we expect. He can make you sufficient in all things. He can make you limitless in all things, so you may abound in every good work. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. See, that's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. I know that there are people that God has more for you. God wants you to reach out and touch people's lives and make a difference. And yet, many times we limit God because of our small thinking. We limit ourselves because many times we think of poverty. And yes, we all know that it takes money to accomplish what God calls us to do. If it's God's desire, then my friend, I advise you, then just get to that position where you do what you need to do and the money will be there. God will just flow through you. So here is a decision to make. You can either live down here and think poor and just get along, or you can begin to think bigger and do what God wants you to do. And the money will be there for that. We limit God when we try to accomplish God's will out of our own resources. If you are doing what God has told you to do, God will supernaturally supply. This was what He said to the disciples. He said, "You give them something to eat." Immediately they pulled out their wallets and then they were just looking into their pockets. "Oh God, we don't have enough money." They look at themselves, they look at their wallets, they look into their pockets and they are saying, "God, we don't have enough." I'm telling you today, God working through you, you are limitless. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died for my sins and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.